classmates and leaders of the Dog Pound. We got Haley Baker and Mary Wilkins. How are we doing today, guys?
We're doing good. Just great.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, in your guys' opinion, what do you think about the Dog Pound so far this year, and what are you looking for in the future of, future show outs, and what are we thinking of the football team this year?
We're hoping to get a lot of people out this Friday and have a lot of energy.
I just really think that this year's Dog Pound is standing out from the rest, and I can't wait for tournament time.
Yeah, that sounds great, Mary. And I know you can't wait for your senior year next year.
Yeah.
Woo! So, last question here, guys. What are we wearing this weekend?
Camo.
Camo.
Awesome. All right, we'll see you guys next week with the WNP. This has been Jackson. We'll see you guys later. Go Dawgs!
Soon, September 27th, Powder Puff football game is Wednesday, September 29th. Thursday, September 30th is homecoming king and queen. Voting takes place, and homecoming pep rallies is at 7 p.m. Friday, October 1st, the football team plays Galleon. Saturday, October 2nd is homecoming dance. Have fun.
Alright, Maggie V here, and this week was huge for Mrs. Young. She had an Interact meeting on Tuesday, and then currently she just had a FCCLA meeting on Thursday. And that meeting was really big for FCCLA because we didn't get to do much last year, and this year we have a lot of things planned. And a lot are happening in October, and I don't want to spoil it. And Friday we have a gold meeting, and we have a special guest talking about it, Mrs. Duncan, so she will give you guys all the deeds and everything coming up.
Okay, so this is Jackie Duncan, and I am the advisor with Gold with Mrs. Lindsay Lance. And Gold is an organization that stands for Girls Plus Owning Lives of Determination, and the plus stands for the fact that it's not just for girls. Okay, our first meeting is Friday morning at 7 in the library, and we're actually going to be taking the temperature, so to say, of our group members, what the kind of stuff that they're interested in doing this year. We're going to do pen pals again with our sixth grade kids over at the middle school. We have a lot of really cool things planned, to be honest. And I don't want to, you know, let the cat out of the bag right now. So if you want to be a member Gold, there's no like membership in the fact that you can just show up to any meeting. So if you can't make this meeting, just sit the next one. Thank you very much.
A big thank you to Mrs. Duncan for talking all about Gold, and next week we are going to have a special guest of Mrs. Young talking about everything that she has coming up for Interact and FCCLA, so I hope you guys stay tuned.
Hi, this is LJ Reed on the positivity segment. This week's quote is, "I have this theory that if one person will go out of their way to show compassion, then it will start a chain reaction of the same." Rachel Joy Scott said this. Rachel was a student at Columbine High. She was the first killed on April 20th at the Columbine shooting. She used every ounce of her life to make a difference in the world and was a devoted Christian. Today, her journals are now public, and you can find them everywhere. Kindness can really change one person's world, so I recommend being kind to everyone that you come across.
Welcome back to the Whippet News Podcast. This has Ben Lacey here, and today we were supposed to be talking about the school lunches, but now we're going to be talking about procrastination. Here are some perils of procrastination: missing a deadline, not finishing your job, etc. Usually, be a consequence, whether you get fired from your job, get in trouble by your boss, get in trouble from your teacher, or get a bad grade, etc. The moral of the story here is, don't procrastinate. And next week, we will be talking about the lunch program. Have a good day.
Last week, our Shelby Whippets won 35-7 against Ontario. This week, they'll be home and take on Pleasant. The kickoff's at 7. Make sure you come out and support. Last week was a huge success for our Shelby Whippets with a blowout win against Ontario, while them being able to get a lot of different guys involved, one of those being Skylar Winters, who had an 86-yard rushing touchdown. And some of the key players we had last week was Marshall, who had 4 touchdowns and 336 passing yards, and Blaine Bowman, who caught 2 touchdowns. And I was able to get an interview with Marshall about this week's football game. I'm here with Marshall Shepard, and we got a few questions for him. Marshall, what do you like about playing at home?
Oh, just being in front of the fans. When we run out to start the game, the fans are all there cheering. Every time we score, make a big play, the fans go crazy, and that's the best part about playing at home.
All right, and what do you guys need to do to win this week?
Yeah, Pleasant's a big physical team, so if we dominate the line of scrimmage and just work hard up front, stop the run, we'll be fine.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
And on the volleyball side of things, on Tuesday, the volleyball team played Clear Fork. They fought hard through 5 sets, but they just fell short, losing 3-2 against Clear Fork. And this week, we're going to shine some spotlight on a former Shelby Whippet. Former Shelby Whippet quarterback Brennan Armstrong had an amazing game last week for Virginia against Illinois. He threw 27 for 36 with 405 passing yards and 5 passing touchdowns. This Saturday, Brennan and Virginia face against UNC. The kickoff is at 6:30, and hopefully he'll continue dominating. And this is all for WN Weekly. Hope to see you next week.